as the mighty cosmic presence, and the great Elohim of peace speaks his heart to us this hour. May we be worthy of the love he pours. May every particle of life that lives be purified and give him the cooperation of the limitless blessings that are his life's love to the earth. May flood forth to help all become what he is one day. Beloved of my heart, may I come and give you today the supreme gift of eternity. May I give you the secret that you may dwell within it. And I assure you, it is as close as you want it to be. There's no such thing as failure. And you can never have anything but the greater love and blessings of the universe around you. When you are in distress, you want peace. But when the distress has passed or has been consumed, your attention goes back to the conditions in the outer world that produced your distress. Hence, your peace is not permanent. If you want peace, your attention, the feeling of the outer self, the consciousness of your mind, the action of the physical body, your feeling world, the atmosphere about you must be commanded to be still, because peace is not turmoil. So until you command and demand the turmoil that has disturbed your peace, until you demand its annihilation, the two cannot exist in the house at the same time. There cannot be two masters in the house. If you want permanent peace, then the attention and the feeling must be commanded to keep aware of the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, whose life and whose love is immortal peace. And therefore, the intellect must be commanded to become and keep aware of that peace. And the turmoil must be commanded into annihilation, so peace has a place into which to come. If mankind, as often as the outer self, sees human conditions in the outer world, if the outer intellect would go back to the source of peace and love that peace into the outer self and love it into the atmosphere about you, the conditions in yourselves and in the world around you would be the sun presence of that peace. The turmoil that has come in to the atmosphere about you or in your affairs has come because your attention magnetically attracted the conditions of discord. You either created them or you opened the door to let them in. So it's the same way. If you want peace, then you must create it within and around yourselves. You must open the door and let it in. And you can abide in whichever place you please. You can abide in whatever realm you choose. You can abide in whatever feeling of life you call into yourselves or you pour forth into the atmosphere about you. So whenever you want peace within and around yourselves, it must begin with your attention and your love to it. And that attention and love must want it to go forth into the atmosphere about you. For until you give it, you will never have it. Whatever you want of the perfection of life, you must give first to the life around you. For if you do not give it into the outer life, how can there be a flow of the currents of the energy of your own world, on which that peace from your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host can flow into you and fill you with itself, and then flow into the world around you and produce the perfection that blesses you? The golden rule is not a religious precept, beloved ones. What you do unto life, life will do unto you. There's no such a thing as an exception to that law. That law is eternal, it's inexorable, it's infinite, it's almighty. When people want peace, then the outer self must be purified and controlled enough to let the peace from the higher mental body flow through into outer world conditions. You must desire the peace of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host to flow into outer world conditions if you want peace. I am here to release that sacred fire, love, and I can bring it. There's no obstruction to me. There's no opposition that can stand before the onrush of the sacred fire of my cosmic power. So if the sevenfold flame of immortal peace is to come in and around you and hold you in the mantle of its almighty mastering power of victory and love, your attention must go to the source of that flame of peace. Your desire must go and carry its love to that peace. Your love must go there first in order for the release of its flame to come in and around you and fill you with itself, that you may give it to the world around you. So when the world prattles about peace, it's silly, childish nonsense. Only when the individual within loves the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, who are the peace of eternity, and whose life is the love that is the healing peace. Until the attention goes there and the love of the outer self, the heart flame of love, goes to that blessed source of all perfection, how can you have peace in a world of chaos that won't let that sacred fire in? I wish to expand your consciousness of life for a few moments and make you realize the power of your own life. To go to anything and everything that is constructive through your attention. Your attention can go anywhere in infinite space. You can place your attention upon any star, sun, or system of worlds at your own choice. There's nothing in the universe to say you nay. Your attention can go there, which is part of your life. The feeling of your own heart can pour its love everywhere in infinity. And therefore, if there is peace to come here, the feeling in the heart must send the love there to be the magnetic power that draws that flame into the physical conditions of this world. And so no one can have peace unless the one who wants peace can put the attention upon the source of peace and give love to that peace first to enable it to flow and open the door from the physical side of life to let it flow into the world around the outer self and hold purifying peace in the life in which you move. You can think at any point in infinite space, and your life can love any point in infinite space if you want to. So your own free will and your use of it and the intelligence that is within the attention, within the mind that controls the attention, must be used to raise the energy of your life and expand it until it reaches into that flame of peace by love from the outer self. And you'll never have permanent peace any other way. If you want peace in the world around you, you must pour the love of your life to that peace and let it have a clear way to flow into outer world conditions. So when people rebel against the discord of the outer world and wish for peace, it's just a continual return of the energy to the outer self. And the outer self is the condensation of what the attention has been on in the past. So now, if conditions of the outer self are to be changed, then the attention, the feeling, the love, the life of the outer self must go to the perfection of the sacred fire that you desire. And if you will give love there to that peace that rules infinite space, if your love goes there, the connection is through, and the flame comes in and around you and pours its peace to the world around you. And then you will find the conditions that have been discordant will begin to recede, dissolve, be consumed, and light takes the place of the discord of the darkness, because peace is light. Darkness is disintegration and death. And all perfection comes forth from within the light. And when the world is at war, I assure you, it's covered in darkness. If there are those of you who want peace, then love peace. Send your love to peace. You must give it before you can have it. If you have it not in here, if you have not love in here for that peace, how can you draw it into yourself? You are the directing intelligence. You are the control of the attention. You are the one who must generate the feeling of love to the peace that you want to fill your world. And if you love it not, you have it not. If you love the world enough to call it from there into the world will love you enough to give it to you. Beloved ones, I can show you everywhere throughout the world that love could come into every physical condition if the people would let the heart flame within the physical body send love to the flame of peace that can give itself to the world. So if there are those that are caught in the whirlwind of the darkness, if there are those who are caught in the destructive forces of the outer world, they need not call for peace. They need not complain. They need not expect heaven on earth until the love of their life streams goes to the sacred fire flame of peace and loves that peace and unlocks the door of the physical energy in the physical world and let that flame flow, and the first place it will bless will come into the life of the self that has sent its love. The first place that sacred fire flame of love, the peace from the ascended master's octave and the great cosmic beings, the first place it would flow would be back into the source that generates the flame and vibration of love that came to that flame. So this flame, love, pouring to that flame above, of necessity, is blessed first by the release of the gift of its life into the outer self. And then, if the desire of the outer self for that love to flow into the rest of life is great enough to ask love to pour forth peace to the earth, then the desire within the love to that flame of peace will be fulfilled by its flow into outer world conditions. So now, it's simply an absolute law of energy, of vibration, and of consciousness. And if those who want peace wish to become the peace-commanding presence to which your mighty Saint Germain has referred, if you are to become the peace-commanding presence that controls conditions around you, then your love must go there first. And when you have made your connection there and you have realized, thou shalt have no other gods before me, the connection will be right straight through without obstruction or delay, and the answer will come back just as quickly or quicker than your love reached to the flame of peace. My dear ones, there's no such thing as breaking the law. There's no such thing as disobedience to the law, having peace down here. So if mankind wants peace, obedience to the great divine law of love must come first. And if you care to have that illumining consciousness, the reason within it will be self-evident, and the power will be invincible and unconquerable. The world that is whirling in the blackness and the discord and the frightful desecration of life's energy in the outer world prattle about peace and its insane nonsense. To expect peace in the chaos and blackness of selfishness. And so long as you have uncontrolled emotions, so long as you have hatred and anger and irritation going forth to some part of life from within the outer self, you have locked the door against peace, and hence you do not have peace in the world around you. So, blessed ones, let us understand this hour, and let us call for the fiery Christ truth of the immortal peace in the heart of the sacred fire's love. Come into the intellect of man, blazing the violet consuming flame through the feeling world, still it long enough until it can feel the return current of the energy that peace will release if love comes to seek it out. But if the people in this world, bound as they are in the darkness of human discord, human feeling, human filth, if they want peace, they must send the love of the heart flame of the outer self to the supreme source, the heart of the great central sun, sacred fire, peace, within the heart of love. And if you love peace, peace will come back and love you. There's no failure. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. There's no use trying to seek peace in the outer world. If you want peace, you must love peace first, for it must come within you. If you are to feel its happiness, and if it is to control conditions around you, it must come within you, in order for you to help control those conditions. If you pour forth discord to life, life will pour discord back to you. So whatever individuals are doing that injures any part of life, that imposes upon life impurity or discord, or dishonor of any kind, they know not peace, they cannot have victory, they know not where they are going, and they are bound in the darkness of their own concepts. If you hurt life, life will hurt you. If you want peace and you love peace, peace will come into you and love you. If you love the world and you want the world to be at peace, you will love that peace. And as it loves you and fills you with itself, it will flow around you into the world about you, and it will bless the world about you, and the world about you will bless you. And there's no other way. The law of energy and vibration and the law of consciousness that directs them, That law is one, it is absolute, invincible, eternal, almighty. So when the human concepts of mankind call some of the activities of the outer self, the Peace Corps, to send life streams into conditions that are indescribable in their viciousness. How can mankind be? How can mankind be so bound in the darkness of their own concepts? That darkness is impurity. That darkness is not peace. So if those of you who want peace and want to help the world to be purified so peace can come, remember, there alone, the beloved I Am Presence, own heart's flame, is peace for you. The heart flame of every ascended master is peace for you and for the world. The heart flame of the physical sun and the great central sun. The heart flame of the physical sun brings peace to the earth because it is the sustaining life that permits perfection to come. And the heart flame of love in the great central sun is the sustaining peace to the system of worlds. So no human being and no human being's concept is of any importance at all. Only the fiery Christ truth that the sacred fire love alone can give will ever make mankind understand the cosmic law on which peace depends. So when people of the outer world and the various channels of communism and destruction of various other hypnotic forces try to impose theories upon people, they are in deeper and deeper and deeper darkness, and peace is not there. Therefore, those of you who have entered into this light, and if you wish to give peace to the world around you, then fill yourselves with that peace by pouring your love to it first. And then when you say what the mighty Saint Germain taught you, I am the peace commanding presence, the exhaustless energy, the divine wisdom causing my every constructive desire to be fulfilled. There's no obstruction to the fulfillment of your call. And therefore, when your calls go forth, if there is the sacred fire love of immortal purity, peace will flow in on that and fill you. And when it fills you, your world becomes a sun presence, and it pours forth into the world around you, and the world around you will pour it back to you. So blessed, blessed, blessed ones of my heart, I have brought peace after each succeeding war to mankind for a time when the frightful destruction was stilled and physical violence was stopped for a time. But now the filth of human feeling has been so charged into the atmosphere of earth that there is no peace for those who do not know the purity of the immortal light. And therefore, if you are to assist the outer world, your use of the mighty violet consuming flame, as the beloved Saint Germain has given it to you, is the purifying love that provides the way by purity for the peace of that life from the ascended master's octave to come into outer physical conditions and create the perfection that is eternal peace to the earth. Those of you who understand this law, if you love that peace enough, can call to its heart flame and ask your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to fill you with the fullness of its presence, fill you with the power of its mastery, and fill you with the love of its purity. The flame of the violet consuming flame, or any of the activities of the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave, can come in and around you, purify conditions, release the perfection of that peace, and make you the master presence over the discord that seeks everywhere to destroy. Discord is destruction and death. Everything that is the immortal flame of purifying peace is immortal life, is immortal perfection, is immortal mastery, and therefore immortal control of the manifested universe. I'm sure you must recognize that systems of worlds are not held in their orbits by the theories of mankind's destruction. Systems of worlds cannot whirl in interstellar space by the filth of human feeding. So you must realize that the all-controlling intelligence and the almighty magnetic power of life that creates worlds and systems of worlds and keeps them in their appointed path throughout the heavens must of necessity be the sacred fire peace of order and love and purity. So when mankind does not want purity, it does not want peace. And when mankind does not want purity and peace, it is unfortunate indeed. It matters not whether it be individuals, groups of individuals, nations, or the world. It matters not. Energy acts under the conscious direction of the individual that has free will and wields the sacred fire power of creation. Beloved of my heart, every one of you can be armored in the flame of immortal peace from our great temples of the sacred fire, from our own heart flames, from the great central sun, from the great, great silence, from the myriad cosmic activities of the sacred fire that can be drawn in and around the individual and held about the individual and made the permanent atom around the individual. And if you expect to wield power that controls the powers of nature and forces of the elements, that can control human beings, conditions, nations, and the world, then I assure you that control that holds constructive activity in sustained action must be forever the immortal, purifying, sacred fire love of eternal peace. And my dear ones, this hour, if our hearts could ache, which is impossible in the ascended master's octave, we could be distressed by the conditions of mankind's minds and bodies in this nation that is the heart of the world. With the increase of the destructive conditions within the minds and bodies and feeding of individuals, my dear ones, the world needs this understanding of what the purifying peace of the sacred fire means to life, what the power of it is to control conditions and correct conditions, and where that power comes from and who wields it. And only those who love it can draw it here. So if peace is to be permanent, if peace is to be the healing of the nations, then the individuals must be purified and filled with that peace first. And when peace, people, individuals with free will do not want purity and peace, if they do not want purity and light, they do not want peace. If they do not want purity, they do not want peace. So let the illumination come and the understanding of the human intellect receive enough purification to know where peace is and how it can come into the outer conditions that enfold mankind. And you cannot have peace by constant disturbance of the emotional body. So long as people are on a rampage with emotionalism, they know not peace. They will not have peace because they are destroying everything that would produce peace. So, blessed ones, you who understand this law can have all the peace you want when you turn your heart's love to your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host. And when you say with every fiber of your being, I love the heart flame of your peace, and I love the heart flame of the peace of the central sun, I love the heart flame in each of the ascended hosts and the cosmic beings. I give you my love. Fill me with your peace. I make my world your heart of love and forbid any shadow of human discord to ever touch my light. You can have it. You can be master of it. It's in the universe. We will clothe you in it. And depending on how much you want it, will you make the application and open the door so we can give it to you. Thank you so much, precious one. I'm sure you understand the great divine law of the cosmic beings who have created this world never intended or designed that human creation should be allowed existence, or that human beings should dwell in the conditions that are in the world today. You must see how wrong that is. You must see how inverted it is. You must see how absurd it is. So if you will understand this with me, we can bring into your consciousness and the consciousness of those you contact the sacred fire's purifying, illumining intelligence that flows into outer physical conditions and makes individuals understand that if they want peace, They must love peace first. And until that love goes forth from the outer self, it will not have peace until that love comes. Until that love comes, there won't be peace. If you want peace, then the love must go there first. And so we are ready. We have limitless legions of the angels of the flame of peace. We have power unlimited, power that holds the world in its orbit, power to direct anything, the powers of nature and forces of the elements. We have power that controls all energy, all vibration, all substance. So when you want our power, then send your love to our power. And our power will come back and love you and clothe you in the ability to master conditions around you. And that's why there is the sevenfold flame of our life, our love, our power, and our qualities within your own brain structure. But if the flame of the heart doesn't love that, the door is not open. If you want it, you must open it. When you send it to us, when you send it to the great central sun or the physical sun or the ascended host, instantly it does not take time. Instantly it does not take time. Instantly it does not take time to come back to you. The moment love goes there, love is instantly here. Because light is everywhere. The inner light. And when love flashes, it flashes everywhere. If you want peace and your love goes there, you can call that love to flash in and around you, and you can remain at peace even though the earth dissolves under your feet. It would be well if people would study and understand something of the consciousness of life of the beloved seven mighty Elohim of creation, the consciousness of life that says to the individual, I am that I am. It is that consciousness of life from the ascended master's octave from the higher mental body that is the source of peace. It is that consciousness that is the deliverer come down here. And only your love to that consciousness can bring it back into yourselves to control conditions and teach you how to control the atmosphere and the conditions of the physical world around you. So if the deliverer is to come, love must go from here to there first. And when that love makes the connection through, the deliverer will come. And the nation needs the deliverer now. Thank you so much. Now I have one more thing to say. If you care to ask, I will be glad to answer. And often, when the world weighs heavily upon you, if you will but send your love to your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended hosts, to the special of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, and ask us to clothe you in the cosmic feeling of our sacred fires, love of peace within our life, and the sacred fire power of our life to enfold you in eternal peace I let you have its dominion to assist the world around you. If you care to clothe yourselves and ask for our cosmic mantle of the power of immortal peace, and you love that immortal peace, it will come back and love you and make you the sun presence of its immortal peace. And if it is immortal, no human thing can destroy it. No human thing can touch it. No human thing can desecrate it. And it is yours, the master presence of the universe. As much as you care to use, invincible for eternity, victorious always, and forever a blessing to the universe in which you move. So, beloved ones, try to feel that since our sacred fire presence is part of your own life stream, if you love it, into outer world conditions, the perfection which we are will love to correct those conditions and make your pathway easier, make you understand the life wherever you abide, and clothe you in our power of accomplishment. And then things will not seem so difficult. In the physical world, and the strain and the struggle will not approach, because the sun presence of our sacred fire power of eternal peace is invincible. So, beloved ones, we give you an eternal gift, a gift that can forever expand, a gift that is the master presence of life itself. And if you have not peace, what have you? If you have not peace, what have you? Turmoil. So when the turmoil grows great, it will awaken you, since I've given this explanation. It will awaken within you the desire to make the call by sending your love to that peace first. It will awaken in you the desire to love the sacred fire in our octave, the sacred fire in your own mighty I Am presence and higher mental body. It will awaken in you the desire to send love to the greater activities of the sacred fire, and then in return they come back to bless you and bring ascended master perfection here. I can give you no greater gift, for that peace that depends on your love to the sacred fire of its presence is the law of love, is the immortality of perfection, is the mastery of life. And from this hour, you may have it all within and around yourselves. And when you feel its glorifying presence, form a sun around you, or the armor of its power, it will become very tangible, and it can become invincible, self-luminous, and immortal if you will so desire it. So if your desire is to have our presence with you, your desire shall be fulfilled when your love comes to your beloved I Am presence and us, and brings that peace to the world that is forever the victory of life. So, blessed ones, when we see the suffering that goes on, that could be with a breath wiped out, mankind goes on and on because it will not love the sacred fire that stands above. I urge you today to love that sacred fire of your blessed I Am presence in the ascended host. Love the sevenfold flame that is in your forehead. Love the physical sun and the great central sun. Love the sacred fire and let it pour back to you its boundless gifts, its invincible blessings, its almighty mastery, and its power of victory and immortal protection wherever you abide. And you will not find us wanting. We will be with you as powerfully as you desire, and around you as our sacred fire enfolds you, will there come legions of the angels of that sacred fire of peace, whose love nothing can oppose. So we give you the divinest gift there is, its immortal blessings, its almighty power, and it raises you and all you contact into the ascended master's octave, ultimately in the victory of your ascension. And as you take your own, you bring the world with you till this earth and all upon it becomes our world of immortal purity, purifying peace that only love can open the way to bring into existence anywhere in this world or any other. So go forward and feel the almighty gifts and the boundless love of the universe, and love the peace that will come into you and bless you for eternity, that you may fill the world with its sacred fire presence till perfection has come forth everywhere for eternity. I commend you to the final victory that only love can give, and love and peace are one. Thank you with all my heart.